Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Cottier. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harry Bright. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ken Retzer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Osteen. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Claude Osteen. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Green. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier takes first base on ball four. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Perry. Cottier moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cottier moves to third. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano has Cottier trapped. The throw from Romano to Phillips and back to Romano, who tags Cottier out. Hinton moves to second. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Senators. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Retzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cotter hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Francona reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to third. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Johnson, and towards Hamlin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Tasby reaches second base with a double. Francona scores. It's Senators, 1, Indians, 1. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Retzer for a passed ball. Tasby moves to third. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. King moves to third. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. King scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Senators. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen is 0 for 1 in the game. Osteen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry bunts towards the mound. Osteen fields it and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to second. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cotier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a line drive into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. King takes first base on ball 4. Cotier moves to second. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bright hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Retzer hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen is 0 for 2 in the game. Osteen bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Hamlin moves to second. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Jim Perry. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cottier hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. King hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tasby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 3 in the game. Essigian hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bright hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Retzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Retzer moves to third. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hamlin hits a fly ball towards right. Green catches it and throws to Francona, who relays to second to double up Johnson. Retzer tags and scores. It's 3-1, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ty Klein pinch runs for John Romano. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.